Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this morning. It's a real nice day out for August. A real beautiful day out, to be exact. It's amazing that we got this type of weather in August, but it's real beautiful. And it's great to have Mark and Renee, Leslie, and Scott Carpenter from Alabama here, from Woodland. It's great to have them here, and we invite them back anytime they can come back. This morning, lesson I have is called Finish the Race. It's amazing how I got the idea for this lesson was reading a sports story on the internet. I was just one day on ESPN's website, and they had something, a link on there on their search thing, the 100 greatest sports moments. And I came across this, I clicked on it, and there was this story about this Olympic runner. And if anybody knows me, I'm a big sports fan. But it was a story that I thought, it was just real amazing, his story was. It's a story about Derek Redmond. I'm going to start by reading it. And he was a young British runner, one who had skyrocketed to fame by shattering his country's 400-meter record at age 19. But then an Achilles tendon injury forced him to withdraw from the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul, and he endured 5 separate surgeries. And when the Summer Olympics arrived in Barcelona in 1992, Derek Redmond was absolutely aching for a medal. On the day of the 400-meter race, 65,000 fans streamed into the stadium, anxious to witness one of sport's most thrilling events. High in the stands was Derek's father, Jim, a faithful witness to every one of his son's world competitions. And the race begins, and Derek breaks through the pack to seize the lead. Heading down the backstretch, Derek is a shoe-in to win this semifinal heat and qualify for the Olympic finals. But then, Derek hears a pop. It's his right hamstring. He pulls up lame, looking as if he has been shot. His leg quivering, Derek begins to hop on the other leg, and then he slows down and falls on the track. On the track, Derek realizes that his dream of an Olympic medal is gone. Tears pour down his face, and all he can think is, I don't want to take a did not finish. And so he lifts himself to his feet ever so slowly and carefully, and he starts hobbling down the track. Suddenly the crowd realizes that Derek isn't dropping out of the race. He isn't limping off the track in defeat, but is actually continuing on one leg in a fiercely determined effort to make it to the finish line. Jim reaches his son at the final curve, about 120 meters from the finish line, and wraps his arm around his waist. Derek puts his arms around his father's shoulders and sobs. Together, arm in arm, father and son struggle toward the finish line with 65,000 people cheering, clapping, and crying. Just a few steps from the end, with the crowd in an absolute frenzy, Jim releases the grip he has on his son so that Derek can cross the finish line by himself. And after the race, Jim Redmond, Derek's father, said, I'm the proudest father alive. I'm prouder of him than I would have been if he had won the gold medal. It took a lot of guts for him to do what he did. So together, they kept the promise to finish the race no matter what. And in today's text, we're going to read about Paul. Paul used a lot of sports metaphors in the Bible. And in today's text, Paul will not take the did not finish. In fact, the apostle declares that he has finished the race. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4 in verse 7. Going down through verse 8. Says, starting in verse 7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And, you know, so Paul, you know, finished his course, and we also will finish our course one day. And, you know, Christianity is often compared to a race. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 9. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Verses 1 through 2. Says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So today, we want to examine this race so that we can run our race more effectively. And we'll talk about this race by using four different words that use the well, we've heard of game. I'm going to use four different words that stand for game. We will speak of the groove, the ambition, the momentum, and the enthusiasm. And, you know, each of us has our own niche, our own groove. In the Olympics, we don't really expect every runner to run the same way. Each athlete has his or her own strengths and weaknesses. And we understand that same principle works in Christianity. We all have our strengths. We all have our own weaknesses. In order to finish our race effectively, we need to find our groove. There's no doubt that Paul found his groove, and that groove was key to Paul's finishing his race. Paul was quite the evangelist. And he went from place to place preaching the gospel. Paul was quite the mentor. As we read the epistles to Timothy and Titus, we see how Paul took those two young evangelists under his wing and prepared them for their ministries. So have we found our groove? Have we carefully examined ourselves to see what abilities God has bestowed upon us? Are we using the abilities God has given us? Are we in the groove? The ambition. We always hear of ambition, and that the ambition refers to desire. If we're running a race, we're not going to get very far if we don't have the ambition and the desire to finish the race. You know, Derek Redmond wasn't going to let a pulled hamstring prevent his finishing his race. He had too much desire to finish. And Paul certainly had a desire and ambition to finish. Let's turn to Acts 20. Acts 20, verses 22 through 24. It says, starting in verse 22, it says, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Now let's turn to Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verses 8 through 9. Philippians 3, starting in verse 8, it says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." So, Paul's ambition was so great, his desire was so great, that he didn't even care about his own life and the worldly things in his life. He counted them but dumb. All he cared about was finishing the race. So how is our ambition? Let's turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verses 32 through 33. It says in Matthew 6, starting in verse 32, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So, this is what our ambition, our desire should be, is to seek first the kingdom of God. That is our desire through life. That is our ambition. That is our goal. That's like our gold medal in a race. So do we have the proper ambition to finish our race? The next thing is the momentum. You know, and we always hear in athletics, in sports, we always hear them say they need momentum on their side. And so, and that's one thing we need. And Jesus is our momentum. He's our momentum. He is here with us all the time, keeping us safe, and He's our momentum. So we need to get momentum going on our side if we are going to finish our race. And it is so easy to lose it. Because there's trials and tribulations through life that can cause us to lose our momentum, cause us to lose our footing. The Hebrew Christians were in serious danger of losing their momentum. Let's turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 36. Says, starting in verse 35, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." So, how do we get momentum, and how do we keep from losing momentum? One thing is we find encouragement from one another. Let's turn on in Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. Says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." One of the reasons we meet together regularly is to find encouragement from one another to keep up our momentum. We remember Jesus. Let's turn to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. In verses 1 through 2, says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You know, Jesus, he never wavered. When he was persecuted, when he was betrayed by one of his disciples, when he was in agony on the cross, the nails that went into his hands, his legs, all the stuff he went through, he never wavered. If Jesus was able to keep his momentum in such trying times, how can we simply give up? So do we have momentum to finish the race? Next thing we'll look at is enthusiasm. You know, we live in a world that has little enthusiasm for much anymore. Because, well, we see the world and the way it is right now, it can be very dim. But, you know, it's quite clear that Paul was quite enthusiastic to do the right thing. Let's turn to Acts 20. Acts 20 and verse 31. Says, verse 31, "Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." And that there, that's an enthusiasm that won't quit, that won't stop. And that's the type of enthusiasm Paul had. He always was real enthusiastic in what he was doing. Let's turn now to Philippians 3. Philippians 3 in verses 12 through 14. It says, starting in verse 12, "Not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So Paul, he says he keeps pressing on. He keeps working. And that's how our enthusiasm should be. We have to keep pressing forward. We have to keep pressing forward that prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is our prize. So how is our enthusiasm? Do we seek to serve enthusiastically however we can? Are we serving the Lord God with enthusiasm? So in conclusion, Derek Redmond, he finished his race with injuries. The Apostle Paul finished his race through persecution and, you know, a lot of people not agreeing with what he had to say, but he kept pushing on. And he had the faith to finish his race. And one day, one way or the other, our race is going to be over. And if we have kept the faith and have had faith in Jesus and we've pressed toward that mark for the high prize of God, the calling of high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we will finish our race and we will have a crown that waits for us in heaven. That's all I have to say this morning. I hope what I said has been good for all of us. I thank y'all for y'all's time and attention. If there is anybody that has a matter that they'd like to bring before the congregation, please do so as we stand and sing.